Glory to God. Isn't God good? I mean, I know he's good. How about you? I said, I know he's good. You know, I talked last week. Let me get situated. I talked last week about the goodness of God and how I know he's good and how he has blessed me through my life, and you just really don't know the story, but it's been so good. It's been a good life. It's been a good life, and I thank God for it. So I know God is good, and now for the rest of my days, I want to tell people how good God is. Amen. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to share this word tonight. We just rejoice in you, and we trust you with all our heart. We do not lean to our own understanding. Tonight, we're acknowledging you and thank you for directing our path. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's so much in the word, you know, it's kind of like having a big spread on the table of food and you kind of try and you want a little bit of all of it, but you know you can't get all of it. So you have to settle on something. Our subject tonight, the Lord just gave me this one word and I'll give it to you in a minute, but let's read the scripture. Again, that I read at the beginning, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4. And he said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. You know, I have that one word, and that word is rejoice. Say rejoice. Say rejoice. Oh, you're not saying it loudly enough. Say rejoice. The word rejoice as a verb, it means to be glad, to take delight in, or to make joyful, or to gladden or delight, or give joy to, or to feel joy or great delight. As a noun, it names something, and it names a feeling of joy or joyfulness or delight. So we're delightful. We're delighted. We're excited. Say, I'm excited. I'm delighted. I'm joyful. And I rejoice. Say, I rejoice. Say it again, I rejoice. You rejoice is something you do. It's not necessarily something you feel, because sometimes you might not always feel like rejoicing, but you know that you know that you know. The Bible said so. Tell your neighbor, the Bible said so. So that's what we do. We rejoice. I rejoice. Come on now, if you will help me, Bishop said sometime I won't be long, but if I've got to drag you along, it'll take a little bit longer. Reminds me when I said that when my oldest nephew and my oldest one. That was my brother's youngest son. He had three sons, and that was the youngest one of his sons. And Tony, they're the same age, my oldest son. And they were staying with my mom, and she was working in the garden. And she said, I think they were about 18 months old. Jonathan might have been two. He's maybe 6 or 8 months older than Tony. And she was working in the garden and looked up, and there were those big Brahma bulls coming up to the fence. But they were big enough to walk, you know. But she had to go, she said she had to go around the end of the garden and not go the way she came down in front of the house, but go around and go up a hill kind of in the back. And she, here she is running. I don't remember how old she was. And here's Tony and Jonathan. Here they are. Just swinging down and having fun with grandma dragging them along and laughing. It was fun. So it took her longer to get to the house than if they had run. They weren't afraid of the bulls. They didn't care, you know, they were just some big cows to them. So if you will not let me have to drag you tonight, are you going to help me, new man? If I say rejoice, you're going to say rejoice? Say rejoice. All right. Glory to God. You know, we take it to heart and we just do what God says. Now tonight, there are many situations we know that go on in life, right? Many, many situations all around there are situations. Loved ones are passing on, people we know pass on, people we don't know, we hear them passing on. There are calamities and all kinds of trouble, sicknesses and diseases. But Paul didn't say now, if there's no sickness or there's no disease or if nobody in your family dies or if there's no trouble, rejoice. What did he say? Rejoice not in yourself, because you may not be able to do it in yourself. What did he say? Rejoice in the Lord, what? Always. And again, I say what? Rejoice. So you may get tired of rejoicing and think, oh God, I rejoiced long enough. I mean, I need to complain about my problem a little bit, a little while. And he says, what did I say? What did he say? Rejoice always. And again, I say rejoice. And he says, I'm an ever present help. That's why he said, in the Lord. How did he say rejoice? Where? In the Lord. So how do you do that? You go to his word and you see what he says. Amen. And then you just do what he says. Amen. You are always to celebrate the Lord. You know, if you start looking at a problem that you have, that problem can take you down, down, down. If you were to look at problems you have at work sometimes, it could take you what? Down, down. But you know God. So your ever-present help is there. So instead of concentrating on the problem, you can concentrate on the Lord. What did it say? Instead of concentrating on the what? Problem, I can concentrate on the Lord. And then I can do what? Rejoice in myself, in the Lord. When? I told you, if you help me, we'll get on out of here. Not getting out of here, but we'll just get done. Amen? And so you might say, well, there's sadness, there's sickness, there's so much trouble and whatever's going on, but you've got to learn how to do that. And so you go to the Word